The reflection for Christmas Eve is by renowned preacher and peace activist William Sloan Coffin.
Christians are properly troubled by a commercialized Christmas. My own greater concern is with a sentimentalized one. A commercial Christmas at least never pretends to be anything else. Sentimentality, however, does not arise from the truth. Rather, it's what's poured on top, blurring and distorting the truth. Let me illustrate by drawing a comparison. The smallest street in Paris runs off the Seine River on the left bank near Notre Dame. It has a colorful name, the Street of the Cat Who Fishes. It's only a few yards long and very narrow. Every summer, thousands of tourists walk by, read the sign, and exclaim, "How picturesque!" Were they, however, to go down the dank and sunless street, they would quickly conclude that the Street of the Cat Who Fishes is more suitable for cats than for human beings. Now let's consider the Christmas creche. The baby lies in the manger because no one in the inn would make room for a pregnant woman. The ox and the ass are not picturesque guests who just had to come and see. This is their home. The Christmas truth is that he who was to be the bread of life for human beings is laid in the feed box of animals. At the beginning, as in the end of Christ's life, we come off badly. The inhumanity, as we used to say, of man to man, is exceeded only by man's inhumanity to God. But God comes off wonderfully. Both the manger and the cross are symbols of God's infinite love for us. The babe in the manger is God's love, in person, on earth. The Christmas message is that there is more mercy in God than sin in us. Sometimes I think God is not too hard to believe in, just too good to believe in, we being strangers to such goodness.
Discussion questions. How can being too sentimental blur or distort the meaning of Christmas?
Reread the Christmas stories from the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Where are there examples of inhumanity?
What are some examples of inhumanity happening in the world this Christmas?
What are some examples of God's goodness and mercy happening in the world this Christmas?
This reflection for Christmas Eve was written for Alternatives March 10, 2005. William Sloan Coffin served as chaplain at Yale University and Williams College, was senior minister of Riverside Church, and is president emeritus of SANE FREEZE, Campaign for Global Security. He became famous while at Yale in the 1960s for his opposition to the Vietnam War. He was jailed as a civil rights freedom writer, indicted by the government in the Benjamin Spock conspiracy trial, and has been immortalized as Reverend Sloan in the Doonesbury comic strip. He continues activism today on behalf of nuclear disarmament. Both Union Theological Seminary in New York and Yale University have established scholarships in his honor. His book, Credo, is available from Alternatives.